WorldCom is expanding the investigation into its accounting practices after the company discovered possible new improprieties in financial statements stretching back to 1999. Federal regulators charge the company still isn't coming clean about its efforts to defraud investors. WorldCom appears to be moving closer to bankruptcy. It acknowledged yesterday that it defaulted on some of its debt, and with the legal problems mounting, the company's stock fell to pennies a share. NPR's Jim Zabroli reports.
Last week, WorldCom was forced to restate its financial statements for all of 2001 and part of 2002 after acknowledging that it had disguised operating costs as capital expenditures. Yesterday, in a statement to the Securities and Exchange Commission, the company said an internal audit had uncovered more questionable transactions. Some of the company's reserve accounts had shown what are called big reversals during 1999 and 2000. Companies keep reserve accounts as a way of defraying future expenses. Brett Truman, a professor of accounting at the University of California at Berkeley, says fluctuations in these accounts can be a sign of fraud by a company.
If it looks like the company is showing high reserves one year and then reducing those reserves the next year, it at least leads to the suspicion that the company is managing its numbers so as to produce a smoother income pattern over time, an increasing income pattern over time.
WorldCom's decision to come forward with this latest irregularity can only broaden the scope of its current legal and financial problems. But Truman says the company may be hoping that its frankness and candor can win it points with the SEC and other federal agencies.
I think they're expecting to find more, and they would rather find it themselves rather than have the SEC come in and find it for them. They would rather say, you see, we took the initiative, we discovered it ourselves, we're not looking to hide anything, we actually want to bring things to light now.
But if that is the strategy, it doesn't seem to be succeeding so far. SEC Chairman Harvey Pitt heaped scorn upon WorldCom yesterday, saying the company's efforts to explain its accounting irregularities so far had been wholly inadequate and incomplete. And he said the company had been less than fully cooperative with his agency, which has filed fraud charges against it. At the same time, the General Services Administration said it was considering whether to bar WorldCom from receiving any more federal contracts. And President Bush again spoke out against corporate malfeasance yesterday.
We need to make sure that when the people put out their balance sheets, when people put out the facts and figures, there's no question about their veracity. There's no question that they're true numbers.
As WorldCom's legal troubles mounted, so did the questions about its financial future. The company said one group of creditors had demanded that it accelerate the repayment of some of its loans. WorldCom said it was technically in default on the loans, but was trying to negotiate a settlement with the creditors. Still, it may be just a matter of time before WorldCom is forced into bankruptcy. The company is said to have some $30 billion in debt. Courtney Quinn is a senior analyst at the Yankee Group.
It's certainly going to be a challenge for them. I mean, that's a big number when you consider, that their revenues are only, I think they're about $35 billion in revenues now. That's something that's, you know, when you've got that much debt, you can't service it just with operations.
Quinn says WorldCom's best hope right now is to sell enough assets to pay off what it owes and slowly begin to regain its footing financially. But even if it can do that, it faces plenty of other uncertainties. With its stock trading for pennies a share, the Nasdaq Stock Exchange says it will delist the company as of Friday. Meanwhile, U.S. officials have said they continue to weigh criminal charges against the company. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.